This is Northwest News from KPLU. Roughly 40% of the nation's coal production comes from public lands. Yet it's been more than 30 years since the federal government did a formal review of the program. Now they're calling on the public to provide feedback and ideas for reform. A hearing on the issue takes place in downtown Seattle Tuesday morning. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
In January, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell stopped issuing new coal leases and announced a series of public meetings to identify and evaluate potential reforms. So far, the meetings have been held in states such as Utah and Wyoming, where mining takes place. But the Bureau of Land Management says they want to make sure they also hear from communities like Seattle that ship and export the coal. All questions are on the table, including the impacts coal mining has on environmental and public health. Among those testifying in Seattle will be Clark Williams Derry with the Sightline Institute. He says up till now, the system has been basically rigged to make sure as much coal is produced as possible.
So one way to fix it is to send a clear signal, we're not going to give coal away for free anymore, or for next to free. You know, the federal government can decide that they are going to demand a fair return for public resources.
Others are concerned about the need for the stable and affordable power that coal provides and the impact that shutting down some claims could have on mining communities. BLM is collecting written comments through July 28th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.